Matthew chapter 7, please. Matthew 7. We are not continuing our series in Matthew. It's just the Lord put this passage for me out here in my mind and heart today. And Matthew 7. Our series of Matthew has been on Sunday nights mostly. And we'll be back in that tonight. Thank you again for coming for Camo Sunday. And I realize what time it is. Amen. And you all know my preaching style. I heard a preacher say this once recently. He says, I want to preach to you for about 15 minutes. He said, I've never done it, but I've always wanted to. So we'll see what happens today. Amen. See what the Lord does. And I'm going to get right into it now. I believe that this morning God wants to present to us some truth. Okay, you might not like it, I might not like it, some people might not like it, but we might really like it because it doesn't matter. It is the truth. It is the truth. Now, there's three types of people in here this morning. Okay, the Bible talks about the natural man. The natural man, that's the unsaved. We don't have the Spirit of God in us before we get saved. And there's the natural man. But what's the Bible say? He says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14. Okay? So if we're unsaved, if you've never trusted Christ, you've never asked Jesus to save you, and you don't know if heaven or hell or where you'll spend eternity... Listen, you don't have to know all the deep truths of Scripture and know why this happened and why that happened and all of that. The most important thing for you is to understand that you're a sinner and you need Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that the reason the Bible was written now, the reason that we have the Scripture, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, the first, we got the natural man. Second now, listen now, the three groups of people, the second one we got this morning, listen now, are the lukewarm. The lukewarm. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about Revelation chapter 3. Yeah, come on now. We're saved, but we're just kind of, yeah, whatever. We've let the world, listen now, we've let the world get in us, and it's cooled us off. It's cooled us off. We're room temperature. And you know what Jesus said about that now. And at the end of that text, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. That's what he says. Amen. So we have the natural man. We've got the lukewarm. And now, come on now, we've got the hungry this morning. That's the third group, the hungry. What's the Bible say? Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Now this message, it's just pretty straightforward, and I'm getting right into it now. I don't have a bunch of stories and games and tricks for you this morning. I don't even know if the Lord will bring out any jokes, but it is straightforward and right to the point this morning. Every single person in here can get fed this morning if you're looking to get fed. Natural man can get saved. The lukewarm can get revived. Amen. And those that are hungry can get the Word of God and get fed. Listen, those folks are saying, come on, preacher, tell me more. I haven't got enough yet. Tell me more. Amen and amen. Let's go look at the Scripture now this morning. Matthew chapter 7, and look at verse 13, if you would. Verse 13 of Matthew 7. The Bible says here, enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Look at verse 21. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Lord, would you help us now in this preaching time? And God, we've had some fun. We've had Camo Sunday. We've sang the songs, Lord. We've praised you a bit. But God, I pray now that through the preaching of your word, you'd bring the truth. And the truth for me that I need to hear today. And Lord, I pray for every single person in here, Lord, that God, you just help us to hold on. And we'd stay in our places and we'd listen to the truth and say, Lord, what do you have for me today? And Holy Spirit of God, that you draw us into you. Lord, that at the invitation time, the work of the Lord in the hearts of men and women and all throughout this place, Lord, could be going on. People getting saved and getting right and getting fed today. And I pray you'd help us, please. Thank you for the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, Jesus here in Matthew 7 is finishing his Sermon on the Mount. He's finishing it up. And as he's finishing it, he is teaching everybody about eternity. He's teaching everyone. Do you know this crowd he's talking to? He's got some disciples that were, some people that were looking for his coming. In this crowd, he's got some people that, you know, they're Jews by nature, but they weren't necessarily looking for the Savior to come. And then he's got some people in there, listen now, that were hidden in the crowd and scattered throughout, that didn't know the Lord, that weren't looking for him, that aren't even Jews. There was Greeks and Gentiles mixed in with all of this crowd, and he's teaching everybody about eternity. I'm going to give you a few things here. This outline is not original, but it is truth, and I believe we need to hear it. Number one, what we get out of this text, listen now. Number one, if you're writing it down, there is a hell. Unsaved and saved alike need to hear that. There is a hell. What do you mean? Wait a minute. We all got to hear it? Yes. Because the Lord's teaching all of us today. There is a hell. Look at the scripture in verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Okay, that straight gate, it means narrow. It defines itself in this next verse. But look, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to what? Destruction. That word destruction there, you look it up in the Greek, it literally means a place of ruin or loss, physically, spiritually, or eternally, and a damnable destruction. That's what the word means. Jesus Christ is talking about hell right there. He's talking about hell. And you know, it is my responsibility as a preacher of the gospel to shout out the warning that there is a hell. Jude says that, but some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, right? Come on now. And we've got to warn people that there is a hell. It's described in Scripture as a place where the smoke ascendeth forever and ever, and their worm dieth not. Wow. Jesus used the word Gehenna. You know, many of you know, I've taught on that before. The word Gehenna in the Greek is the Valley of Hinnom in that Old Testament Hebrew. And it was a valley just outside the southern part of the city where, listen now, where dead carcasses were, where their dung went, where their trash went. And what do you do with all of that? You got to burn it so they can get rid of it. And that stench and that smell was awful. And those maggots would feast on that rotten flesh. And it was a place of stench, a place of horrible things. And you did not want to be there. You did not want to be there. Literally, heathen kings of old would sacrifice their children there to false gods. Sickening, demonic stuff. Listen now, you didn't want to be there. Very much so like hell. That's why God used that picture, Gehenna. That's why he used that. I've heard people say, and you probably heard people say, well, me and my old lady, we're going to go down there and we're going to party in hell. Well, first of all, she ain't your old lady, sir. Amen. Come on. Where's the people that are proper on this thing? She ain't your old lady. Hallelujah. Show some respect. Amen. But moving on now, it's not a place of a party. The way the Bible describes it, I'd love to show you some more after service if you need me to. It is not a pleasant place. The Lord warned oftentimes to stay out of that. He says, enter in at the straight gate because you don't want that wide, that broad way. There is a hell. Look it up, Luke 16, the rich man, he said, I am tormented in this flame. I'm tormented. Number one, there is a hell. Number two, not everyone is going to heaven. Not everyone's going to heaven. Okay, look at verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And what's it say? And few there be that find it. Few. Isn't there a difference there? Look at the verse 13 says, many there be which go in thereat on the wide gate going to destruction. Listen, why is that? Because the Bible teaches us that we're already condemned. And if we do nothing, we're going to hell. But Jesus said, there is a way and you can escape the wrath to come. You can escape it. And that's through Jesus Christ. Not everybody's going to heaven. Few there be that find it. Listen, we are all creations of God, but we are not all children of God. That's Bible right there. We're not all we are all creations of God, but we are not all children of God. The Bible says, as many as received him, he gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Listen now, don't turn it off and say, well, I'm saved, I've already heard all this. Don't turn it off, because listen now, God wants to use you. I'm going fast now. Listen, Jesus is the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what Christ said. John 14, 6. Amen. Number three, more people are going to hell than to heaven. I already showed you that. Look at that. He says, many there be which go in at the wide gate, at the gate of destruction, verse 13, but few there be on the other one, the narrow one. Listen, you've got to make a choice. You've got to choose Jesus Christ if you want heaven. You've got to make that choice. Listen, I'm honestly getting a little tired of this false doctrine and everybody trying to tell me that God's already picked out everybody that's going to heaven and everybody that's going to hell. My Bible, amen, my Bible says a whosoever will gospel and said if you want to be saved, you can be saved. Don't you listen. Listen, I'm just going to skip right over it. God's already doing it. My next point is false prophets will lie to you. They will lie to you. Look at verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You know what that is? You know what that is? Come on now. Some of you have seen it. The devil wants to keep people out of heaven. He wants to take the glory away from God by putting something false in front of you and letting you grab onto it. That's what he wants to do. He wants to lie to you and tell you that your good works are going to take you to heaven when he knows that that's going to send you straight to hell. Not of works, lest any man should boast, Ephesians chapter 2. Come on now. False prophets will lie to you. There is no such thing. Listen now, it is my job, okay? It is my job. If God told me to rightly divide the word of truth, I've got to study this book to show myself approved unto God. That's my responsibility. And nowhere in this scripture, as I've studied, is there ever a thing called purgatory. There is never a thing called purgatory. Some people have told me, well, I'll just go there for a little while. If I don't get this thing right, I'll just go to hell for a little bit and then I'll get out. Whoa, 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 whoa. That is a lie of the devil. It is eternal forever and ever and ever and ever forever. That's what the Bible says. I know I'm coming at you pretty blunt and pretty straightforward, but we need to hear it. There's some folks that are sitting in this church, and it'd be awful if you died and went to hell from a church pew. I mean, it'd be awful if you died and went to hell from 81 or a bar stool or out here in some party scene, but it'd be even worse. Now, listen to me. If you sat under gospel preaching for your life and then you died and went to hell from the church pew, that'd be awful. That'd be awful. Listen now, There is a hell. Not everybody's going to heaven. More people are going to hell than to heaven. False prophets will lie to you. Let's keep going now. Some think they're going to heaven, but they aren't. Look at the scripture. Look what it says. Look at verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. You catch that? They got the lingo. Yeah, they know. Well, I've been baptized. Do you know how many times I've heard that? Every time I ask, but when I'm asking folks about, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Are you going to heaven? They say, well, I was baptized at that church of yours back when I was 9 years old. Listen, baptism does not save anybody. Well, Pastor John, why do you do it? Because the Lord Jesus Christ told us to do it after we get saved. It's a picture, a testimony of what Jesus has done in your heart. But if you do that, listen now, it'd like be like me wearing this wedding ring, not being married. That would be dumb, wouldn't it? But I got married, and I remember that. And I said, woo, I'm at the altar. I remember saying, whoo, at the wedding altar. You remember that? I was like, yeah, come on. Amen. And she put that thing on my, finger, and she says, you're mine now. Amen. And you show it off. That's what Jesus is saying with the baptismal tank. He says, after you get saved, you get in the baptismal waters, and you get dunked in there and show people you belong to me. Amen. It will not save you. It's a picture. It's a picture. It will not save you. Some people think they're going to heaven, but they aren't. Look, it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Not everybody's going to heaven. Listen, now, if you catch nothing else, catch this now. Catch this. Salvation is personal. It's not an outward picture. It's not a show. Because you wore camouflage today and you got to come up on the platform and get a picture taken, and you'll be, you know, you'll get to see that and everybody will like it and all that such and whatever. Listen, that's, honestly, that's an outward show. Salvation's personal. Amen. Mrs. Smith's been in church a long, long time. She's been in here a long, long time. Listen, that's okay. Praise God. But if you're friends with Mrs. Smith, that don't mean you're saved. There's a great family heritage in here. I mean, look at the Knipes. I mean, we already know about Steve's description. He was married here. He's buried here. He's whatever else he's here. Okay? Listen, we already know about that. And he's got a great family in this church. Pam and Steve do both. Listen now. Pam, we love that organ today. Thank you. Appreciate you. Missed you last week. All right? Now, listen now. Just because you're related to the Knipes doesn't mean you're going to heaven. Not everybody who thinks they're going to heaven's going. Jesus says it right here. You see it now. Now, I believe the whole Bible, but even these red letters, you see that Christ is saying, hey, he's the authority on this. He knows it. All the scripture is the authority now, and it says not everybody's going that think they are. Salvation is personal. You have to choose yourself. Man, I'm telling you, I'd be out witnessing, knocking doors, telling people about Christ and say, well, my uncle helped start a church over there in wherever, you know, Pennsylvania, the western Pennsylvania. My uncle started a church over there or whatever the case. Listen, your uncle is not taking you to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way, and it must be personal. It must be personal. Amen. Number six, there's no second chances after death. There's no second chances after death. All right, the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. You have this time, this life right now. God's given you the scripture, and he's allowed you to come into the church and hear the gospel preached now. Very blunt, very bold message this morning. Listen, you need to get saved. Today is the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow. Amen. Listen now, life is a vapor, God said in James. He said, your life is a vapor. Let me read the whole thing to you now. He says here, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We know that. Man, Aaron, we had Aaron's funeral there. Was he 29 years old? We just had that, a few weeks back or a little bit more than that. Many of you know about little children that have passed and people in their prime and young mothers and all of that. We don't know when our time is up. There's no second chances. I've witnessed to people that say, someday I'll get saved. Someday. No, listen, don't wait. Don't wait. There's no bartering with God when we get to heaven. You don't show up at the pearly... I don't know what this thing is about Apostle Peter up there at the pearly gates or whatever. I don't know what that's all about. Listen, now people talk about that all the time. Like, you're going to go up there and have a conversation and he's going to say if it's okay or not. I don't know where you find that in the scripture. I really don't. Listen, there's no bartering. It's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. That's what it says. And then the judgment. Number six, there's no second chances after death. Number seven, this could be, this is my last point, this could be your last opportunity to get saved. It could be. Now, I'm not God, and I don't know your time frame of your life. This could be your last opportunity to get saved. I've already read that scripture in James. I was a little ahead of myself, but talking about that vapor. Listen, you put a little pot. I mean, some of us aren't as cool as Chris Cave with her nice tea machine. We got to literally put a pot on the stove and boil that water. Listen now, real sweet tea now. You got to boil that water, right? And that vapor's coming off that pot. You know what I'm talking about. You coffee drinkers are like, I just do my coffee. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not old enough for that yet. But anyways, I need some sweet tea. And you got that pot on the stove and it's a boiling and that vapor's coming off that pot. And you watch it. There it is. And boom, it's gone. That's your life. This could be your last opportunity to get saved. It could be. Now here, listen now, Christian. This could be your last chance to tell somebody about Christ today. There are people in eternity that I don't know about where they're at. And I sometimes get convicted about it or get reminded of it and say, why didn't I say anything to them? I don't know where they are. Everybody has good intentions. Nobody, listen here, I heard a preacher say this too recently. Nobody plans to go to hell. I mean, for real. I'm not talking about joking about it. I'm talking about for real. Nobody plans to go to hell. Everybody's got good intentions. Listen, but if you do nothing, that's exactly where you're going. That's exactly where you're going. Everybody knows John 3:16. Not too many people know John 3:18. What's the Bible says? It says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed on the only begotten Son of God. He hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, if I'm going to quote it correctly. That's John 3:18. Listen, I'm pleading with you as a preacher of the gospel that God told me to preach it today. Get saved. And I know there's tons of people in here this morning that you have been a part of this place forever. That doesn't mean you're saved. It's got to be personal. You've got to choose it. You've got to say, Lord, I believe I'm a sinner. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. I'm going to hell. But I like that gift that he's talking about. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How do you to get a gift? You got to receive it. You got to come personally receive it. It doesn't just show up one day. It doesn't work that way. Conclusion here to now, there is a hell. Not everybody's going to heaven. More people are going to hell than to heaven. False prophets will lie to you. Some think they're going to heaven, but they aren't. There's no second chances after death, and this could be your last opportunity to get saved. So I ask you here, here it is, boom. Are you saved? Personally, you. Not your grandma, not your grandpa, not your aunt and uncle. Not your siblings, you. Are you saved? Don't die and go to hell because somebody else in your life was a little bit religious. I'm pleading with you. Because that seems to be the biggest thing. It's always somebody near you, this person that did something religious. Religion saves no one. You won't find it in the Bible where it says you got to be religious to go to heaven. It does not say that once. Regeneration. New life. The Bible says you must be born again. That's what saved is. It's when you are dead on the inside. That spirit, that man is three parts, that your spirit is dead on the inside. And Christ says, I want you to be born again. I want you to have life on the inside. And the only thing that does that is Jesus Christ. Faith in Him is what brings you alive. That's what the Bible says. That's why He's told that woman at the well, I've got living water and it'll never dry up. You take the water and you'll never thirst again. Why? Because she was dead on the inside and she needed to get born again. It was Jesus that could do that. Today's message is the truth about eternity. And I wonder this morning, there's a lot of saved people in here. There's a lot of saved people. We need to get serious. Pastor John needs to get serious. God didn't put me here by accident. You understand that? God put me here on purpose so that I'd have some divine appointments with people that He wanted me to give the gospel to even yet today. Even yet today. Even if I don't have time to preach to them or show them things from Scripture, I got a church check with a little QR code and they can go, listen now, it is so easy. It's written out on the website. There's even a video on the website. It's so easy. All you got to do is hand them a tract. And maybe they don't watch that, but they'll come to church and they'll hear the gospel. Are you saved? Are you serious about this thing? Let's bow together, please. Lord, help us now. God, You brought this message for a purpose today. And I pray that, God, those that need to get saved would come get saved. I pray for those that need to get serious would come get serious, Lord. Lord, how oftentimes we are reminded of somebody, even in our own family, that is unsaved. Lord, if today we got a phone call, a tragic, awful phone call, Lord, that said that they went into glory or went into eternity, Lord, we don't believe they'd be in heaven. We believe they'd be in hell because they're not saved. I pray that You'd give courage to everybody in here to either say, I need to get saved today, Lord, or I need to get serious. Help us, please. Help us, please, today. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. This is the end.